a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, May 26th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Thanks for joining us. A nice day, 69 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
A crash on State Street in Sandy. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus, the Utah response. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
We are learning more today about two Utah County businesses that were earlier called out by county leaders after coronavirus outbreaks happened in their workplace. Today, the county attorney says the businesses were not acting irresponsibly, and the county health department released information that was wrong. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with the latest. Paul?
Maria, this is a huge change in the story regarding these two businesses in Utah County. Attorney David Levitt says the initial reports came from the Utah County Health Department after contact tracing showed hotspots near the two businesses in question. And during the first conversations health departments had with workers, they were reportedly told that the businesses forced employees to work even if they were sick. However, since then, health officials and the county attorney's office says they now know that was not happening.
In fact, there were not two businesses who were forcing employees to work. That was information that was not right. It was communicated out of an abundance of caution from the health department to the county commission.
Levitt says he did not name the businesses to keep a balance between transparency and confidentiality, and also because the allegations were not substantiated yet. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The University of Utah says they are putting plans in place to get students back on campus this fall. University spokesman Chris Nelson says classes will be smaller and some of the teaching will still be online. He also says testing for COVID-19 will be critical.
We will have cases of the coronavirus and COVID-19 on campus. I don't think that can be prevented. But what we can do is mitigate it to make sure once they're identified that anyone exposed to those students or faculty are quickly isolated.
Nelson says students will see a lot of changes around campus, from how food is serviced to hand washing stations. He also says the expectation will be that students should wear face coverings when out in public. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. No one knows how long it will take for the economy to recover from the pandemic, but White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says he sees glimmers of hope that we are headed in the right direction.
We're seeing now, and this is one of the reasons the stock market's rallying so well, a lot of evidence of the early signs of recovery. We're seeing it almost across the board, not quite, but almost across the board.
Kudlow says unemployment numbers are grim, but consumer confidence is growing when you look 6 months ahead. In fact, let's take a look at the numbers right now. Your Money News sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. The Dow right now up by 682 points. That is nearly 3%. It sits at 25,146. S&P 500 up by 57. And the NASDAQ gets up by 91 points. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says with Memorial Day weekend in the rearview mirror, the state is looking toward summer.
Maybe we don't all run back to the beach, but we're going to turn the page on COVID-19.
Cuomo says the focus starting today will be reopening the state. A domestic violence expert says this weekend's murder in Layton that started as a Tinder date demonstrates a sobering truth in our state. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Jen Oxborough told the Dave and Dujanovic show that women are more likely to be hurt or killed by an intimate partner. She's with the Domestic Violence Coalition. Police say Ashlyn Black was on a date with Ethan Hunsaker when he killed her.
Responsibility for violence resides with the person who chooses to hurt someone. So they are the person who's responsible.
Oxborough says people tend to think this is something that happens to other people.
Going into that defensive tendency where we're blaming other people.
She suggests young adults have someone they tell about a potential date to help them vet the situation. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A man was arrested after a shooting early this morning in the parking lot of a grocery store in Magna. Unified Police say shots were heard around 2:15, and officers then found a man with a gunshot wound in the Reams parking lot. Witnesses helped police figure out which direction the suspect went, and apparently the suspect also left behind some items at a 7-Eleven store. The Utah Highway Patrol says that they've had a busy Memorial Day weekend. From Friday through Monday, troopers made over 4,700 traffic stops and arrested 54 people on suspicion of DUI. There were 119 people pulled over for driving over 100 miles per hour. Now, the good news, there were no fatal crashes on the roads. Elon Musk's private aerospace company, SpaceX, is getting ready for tomorrow's big launch to send American astronauts back to the space station, but the weather may delay the big event.
It's the final countdown to the final frontier.
We are, once again, launching American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
Jim Bridenstine with NASA. Now, stormy weather is threatening to delay the long-anticipated SpaceX first astronaut launch. It's scheduled for Wednesday afternoon at the Kennedy Space Center in Central Florida, carrying NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. It would be the first time in nearly a decade astronauts launch from Florida. It would also be the first private company space expedition in history. If all systems are a no-go Wednesday, then the next attempt would be Saturday.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. Coming up on KSL News Radio, researchers looking at a possible link between vitamin D and COVID-19. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
Cleanup continues on a crash with injuries in the intersection 90th South at State Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1207.
The mic is live.
Proms have been canceled. Graduation, in its conventional sense, has been canceled.
KSL's live mic with Lee Lunsbury.
The sacrifices you're making are appreciated and will not be forgotten.
Now on 1230 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
And thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, we're learning today that the two Utah County businesses who were pretty much vilified a couple months back for being irresponsible with their employees and making them work when they were sick, apparently that was not the case. The Utah County Attorney is saying today that those claims are not substantiated. There's some new research appearing in medical journals that suggests a possible link between COVID-19 and a vitamin D deficiency. ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, gives us a summary of what the researchers are looking at.
Two new communications in the Lancet and British Medical Journal talking about this possible association between vitamin D levels and severe COVID-19, coming from the observation that we've seen dramatically increased risk of death amongst Black and brown population, the elderly, people with obesity, all three populations known to be associated with low vitamin D level. We also know, based on past data, that low vitamin D levels are associated with an increased risk of upper respiratory infections. So there right now is a lot of association explaining this intense area of research right now.
Does this mean that we should all be loading up on vitamin D supplements? Dr. Ashton says no.
It's really important. You've heard me say it before. This is a perfect example of more is not better. Too much vitamin D is associated with toxicity and can cause kidney damage. You can get your blood level checked with a simple blood test, but the maximum daily supplemental level is 4,000 units a day for adults. And then if you don't want to take a supplement, of course, you know, food can be your medicine. It can be found in food sources like fatty fish, fortified milk. There are plenty of supplements containing vitamin D3. And then 10 to 15 minutes of good old sunshine can do the trick also.
Okay, and how much have we heard that? Make sure you're eating the right foods, people. And that is ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton. KSL News Time, 1209. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America. Visa bonus on groceries and dining. Rick and Mies, it feels like everyone's back to their normal work routine.
It certainly does, and traffic is kind of showing that as well. Even
even though we have lighter traffic on the valley freeways, some of our surface streets have been kind of busy, including Sandy, where cleanup continues on a crash with injuries that occurred in the intersection of State Street and 90th South. Right now, southbound lanes on 90th South still blocked, and southbound to eastbound right lanes also closed to traffic. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uviewhealth.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And let's get a look at the forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, warming up 84. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a very pleasant 72 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news. KSL News Radio has been honoring the class of 2020 with inspirational speeches. We'll have another inspirational speech coming your way at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's all-day companion for news.
Following the GPS, one of our Whipple technicians is led to a house on a corner of an oddly shaped block. As he makes his way through the gate, a woman comes out and says, "Pretty sure you got the wrong house. The one you're looking for is four houses down. The GPS brings everyone here. And I'm impressed with you for pulling out your tools and spraying them off with disinfectant. You're here with goggles, gloves, a mask, and shoe covers. If ever I need home services, I'm going to call Whipple." Flattered, he asks, "Have you had our air conditioning tune-up this year?" "No," she says. "And now we have a new member of the Whipple family of clients, who with our $44 tune-up special has a squeaky clean, fully serviced AC that's guaranteed not to break down this summer. Get your $44 AC tune-up. Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, in protective gear, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
With about 80% of businesses in Utah being small, that small business is probably being run by one of your friends or neighbors. The kid next door might work at one. Times like this aren't seen too often. Uncertainty isn't a part of our daily routine. But when it happens, people wonder and sometimes panic. Are they still open? Is the drive-thru open? Are they out of inventory? Do they deliver if I order online or by phone? So many questions. Sometimes those answers are as close as your radio. With hundreds of thousands of people listening each and every day, questions are being answered. If you need to get the word out about the current state of your business, we're here to help. Sometimes it's just a word or two that can make all the difference in a routine that is anything but. Like, we are open. We do have gift cards for your neighbor. Yes, we have that in stock, and sure, we deliver. If you need the word out, text business to 57500.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Even in the toughest of times, there are usually opportunities for relief. Many husbands and dads listening now are struggling to keep businesses afloat, to stay current on alimony and child support orders. You should know that this crisis may allow you to modify your support obligations. But this reduction, though, would typically only date back to the date that your motion is filed, not the hearing date. So time is of the essence. I'll make a similar encouraging point to guys being dealt the double crisis of an epidemic and a divorce. For you, this crisis will likely mean that your business, real estate, income, and retirement will all be appraised at their current, much lower value. So if you're a guy needing help right now, not someday when things are back to normal, call us at Cordell & Cordell. This is what we do.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Remember, you can take us anywhere you go on the KSL News Radio app. It's sponsored by Any Hour Services.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Going to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
And if you do see news or a traffic trouble spot, make sure you let us know at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah County makes an about-face, saying two companies that were originally reported to forcing employees to work when they were sick with coronavirus actually were not doing that. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the University of Utah says they are putting plans in place to get students back on campus this fall. University spokesman says classes will be smaller and some of the teaching will still be online. He also says testing for COVID-19 will be critical. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a crash in the downtown area, 9th West at 1000 North. Also in the clearing stages is the Sandy accident affecting southbound direction State Street at 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine up to 84 today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A few clouds, 72 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Cases nationwide continue to flatten with the exception of hotspots, seeing a spike in counties as they phase in reopenings. Missouri, one of the states that has not seen a two-week decline in cases. At parties this Memorial Day weekend, crowds swarmed bars, pools, and beaches without wearing face masks or keeping to social distancing measures. Officials in Camden County, Missouri, now asking those crowds to self-quarantine for 14 days. John Olivari is the mayor of Osage Beach.
They should have been a little more aware and cognizant of the impact that they would have.
More than a dozen states, along with Puerto Rico, show an increase in new reported cases. They include Florida, North and South Carolina, Tennessee and Georgia. This is states expand the lifting of restrictions. On the economy, Congress could take up another relief package. In the meantime, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says there are glimmers that the economy is on the road to recovery.
We're seeing now, and this is one of the reasons the stock market's rallying so well, a lot of evidence of the early signs of recovery. We're seeing it almost across the board. Not quite, but almost across the board.
There are also signs that some businesses are seeing an increase in business due to this pandemic as workers shift to produce health and safety products. For instance, sales are booming at Westport Glass in Kansas City, Kansas. Owner Bob Dugan recommending real glass instead of cheaper plexiglass.
It forms this durable, nonstick, clean barrier on the glass that won't let the germs and viruses adhere to it.
Dugan says plexiglass costs about half the amount of glass, but adds it absorbs germs and is harder to keep clean. In Ohio, meantime, the search continues for a second day for a 5-year-old boy missing from a campground. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says it has multiple teams searching for the little boy. That boy went missing from the campground on Monday. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
KSL is honoring the class of 2020 and the graduating class of Tempe High School.
KSL News Radio is honoring the class of 2020 with speeches from high school graduates. And now we hear from Lais Olivera.
First and foremost, I want to give a huge thank you to my mom for being such a big support. I could not have made it through high school without her. I also want to give a thank you to the rest of my family for staying up late to help me study, helping me getting ready for dances, and just also being a big support and helping me become the person I am today. I also want to give a thank you to some counselors and teachers like Rochelle Carter, Eli, Mrs. Morgan, and Baker. I know I bother you guys a lot. Thank you so much for letting me bother you, because I wouldn't be here without your help. I remember my freshman year, I was very nervous and I had no idea how to do the whole high school thing. But moving forward to sophomore, junior, and senior year, I have had such a great time meeting new people and having great new memories, and I'm really, really going to miss going to the school games and rallying with everyone and just feeling that T-Bird spirit. I know that our senior year took a little bit of a turn. We've had fires and earthquakes, pandemic, and we're quarantined, and now we have killer bees. I did not see that one coming, but we've been surviving it, and I mean, we're still here. And we even survived a toilet paper shortage. So, I mean, if we can survive that, we can survive just about everything, right? And now we're graduating and we're going to be going into this crazy changing world. But the truth is, the world's always been changing and it's always going to be changing. And a quote I really like by a very wise Skywalker says, "You can't stop change any more than you can stop the sun from setting." And I think that's very true. But there are also things that we can control. As we go into the world, we're going to need to make more decisions that are going to impact what kind of person we want to be, what we're going to stand for, and what kind of world we want to live in. And to make these decisions, we're going to need to have goals, dreams, and aspirations to guide us. And in my 4 years at Tim Few High School, I have met some amazing people with amazing goals, dreams, and aspirations. And I know as we go out into the world, we're gonna make some great, strong, positive changes in the world. And I just gotta say that I'm so proud of us. I hope the best for everyone. And thank you, Tim Few.
Seniors will be offering their graduation speeches on KSL News Radio every day this week. Here's speeches that you missed and more on KSLNewsRadio.com. KSL is honoring the class of 2020. It's brought to you by Chick-fil-A, proudly supporting the graduating class of 2020. KSL News Time 12:19. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have a good drive on all your Valley freeways, including I-